Blog Talk Radio.
To the House of Christ Ministries presents Understanding the Fivefold Ministry and Various Ministry Calling. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you live from Elmont, New York. currently encountering some technical difficulties, and we do apologize, but we will go on with the show. Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries presents Understanding the Fivefold Ministry and Various Ministry Calling. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you live from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at the House of Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. You can also visit our social network at www.myhocm.ning.com and our Christian bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministry, which is the House of David Ministries, at www.riversofrevival.com. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I clothe myself with humility as a garb of a servant, that its covering cannot possibly be stripped from me. I renounce pride and arrogance in the name of Jesus. Father, you gave grace to be humble. Therefore, I humble myself under your mighty hand, that in due time you may exalt me. In the name of Jesus Christ, I cast the whole of my cares, all my anxieties, all my worries, all my concerns for my future, once and for all on you. You care for me affectionately and care about me watchfully. I expect a life of victory and awesome deeds because my actions are done on behalf of the Spirit humbly submitted to your truth and righteousness. Father, in the name of Jesus, I refuse to be wise in my own eyes, but choose to fear you and shun evil. This will bring health to my body and nourishment to my bones. Father, I humble myself and submit to your word that speaks the very thoughts of my heart. I test my own actions so that I might have appropriate self-esteem, without comparing myself to anyone else. I incline mine ear to wisdom and apply my heart to understanding and insight. Humility and fear of you brings wealth and honor and life. Heavenly Father, I hide your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. As one of your chosen people, holy and dearly loved, I clothe myself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. I bear with others and forgive as you forgave me. And over all these virtues put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. I let the peace of Christ rule in my heart, and I am thankful for your grace and power of the Holy Spirit. Father, may your will be done on earth in my life as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. We will take a short break and come right back. Once again, we're encountering some technical difficulties, and we must once again apologize.
Oh, Lord, God of peace.
and he shall reign forever and ever. Welcome once again to the House of Christ Ministry, presenter Reverend Donald Davis, your host. I'm calling. We are transmitting our show from Elmont, New York. As we continue on this spiritual journey, explaining the fivefold ministries, I would like to encourage you to join us in proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission. Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20 says, "And Jesus came unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." And also in Mark 16, verses 15 through 18, "And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." So here we have it, as we journey from the fivefold ministry, explaining the different ministries, and now we are going to speak to the world. And I will go back to Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20, which says, "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Amen. The Great Commission. The Lord Jesus Christ gave a great commission to the world. There can be no delay in this directive. Yet to fully understand the scope of this work, I must define the word world in its application to this text of Scripture. The Greek word for world is cosmos, meaning the world as a whole and its inhabitants. So when we say John 3:16, which is, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son," we're talking about both the planet and its inhabitants. For the sending of his Son was intended for the redemption of man and the restoration of all things that sin had caused to be placed in a chaotic state. The earth is God, and he loves his creation. Psalm 24, verse 1 says, "The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein." There is a great commission that we, the Christians, I've been given the responsibility to complete. This commission is purposed to extend to the world. And when we say the world, we're speaking of all people. God's love for them and His offer of redemption that only comes through His Son, Jesus Christ. This commission is not just going to church, singing in the choir. Rather, it is the sharing with others on a daily basis the love of God that is offered in Jesus Christ and the consequences of death without it. They both go together. Many don't see the need for a Savior because they are not confronted with the fact that they will die. The Great Commission tells us to teach them what Jesus Christ commanded us to do, and this includes the good news, but also the bad news. For those who carelessly reject the good news, which is hell and the lake of fire. To accomplish this great commission, we must submit to the necessary preparatory things, which includes training from the entire fivefold ministry, the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and teacher. Unfortunately, in this hour of the church, we don't always recognize some of the fivefold ministry calls, and so the body of Christ is not always fully equipped and perfected to fulfill the Great Commission. For each one perfects the saints and builds them with different things in different ways. We, the church, which is the body of Christ, have lost our purpose, which is our vision, causing us to hide inside the church building and be occupied with church events far too long. Much of the church has failed, with its majority focus on the temporal and natural, foregoing spiritual and eternal truth that give us the true purpose. Unfortunately, we the leaders have given our constituency an unbalanced vision of 95% natural and 5% spiritual. That is if we give them so much. Because of this, we as well as those we minister to have lost the vision of the Great Commission with its internal purpose. We will take a short break and come right back. Praise the Lord, we are still encountering some technical difficulties and we are not able to take a break at this time. We do hope we'll be able to correct the problem and continue with the show tonight.
Yeah.
tonight. We regret that due to technical difficulties, our computer systems are down and we are unable to continue the show tonight. This show will be rescheduled on Wednesday of the coming week, which I think will be about the 18th of May. So God bless you for listening. I regret that we're unable to continue the show, but due to technical difficulties, our computers are down at this time, and we're not able to continue. God bless you, and have a good night.